using an old tool, the telephone. The Federal Trade Commission says complaints about fraudulent phone calls jumped 67% last year. Now, many people know how to hang up on con artists supposedly calling from, say, the power company or the IRS demanding money. Others get into arguments with them and post the results online.
Give me your physical address or I am calling the police.
Yes, you do not have to do that.
You
don't.
Yes, you do.
The police will be coming to your doorstep in a way.
Then they won't mind if I call them, will they?
The problem is there's little the police can do, even when the scammers impersonate the police themselves. Here's NPR's Martin Costi.
The fake police call scam has been making the rounds for the last year or so. Commander Joseph Chacon runs the Austin Police Department's intelligence division, and he says they saw a wave of these calls this spring. These are calls from people who claim to be Austin police.
We've seen them saying that they need to send money so that they can get a loved one out of jail. They want them to buy cash cards and then give them those card numbers of the phone, and then they're able to take that money and use it.
But why would anyone ever fall for that? The simple answer is caller ID.
We have people that are calling using a spoof number that looks very similar or identical to numbers that we use, that we call from.
Spoofed calls are calls that come in showing an altered number on the caller ID. Dave Huras is very familiar with spoofing. He's the president of the Communications Fraud Control Association. It's a joint effort of telecoms and law enforcement. He says the fact that people can change their caller ID isn't a flaw in our phone system. It's a feature.
There are customers who legitimately want to be able to deliver a different phone number showing up at the other end. So it was built that way, absolutely.
For instance, companies might want to modify their caller ID to show a single customer service number. Or police detectives might want to display a generic residential number when they do investigations. The problem is, internet phone services have democratized phone spoofing. There are now websites that make this trick available to anybody. And now that people are pretending to be cops, some wonder whether our phone system is too flexible. But Hura says it's too late to change that.
Basically, to get rid of spoofing at this point would take an entire retooling, re-architecture of telephony networks across the world. You are talking about multi-billions of dollars, and it's just not practical.
It is technically possible sometimes to trace spoofed calls, but it's a challenge. You need cooperation from multiple companies, and the trail often goes overseas. Law enforcement might do it on a big case, but it's not something that most local cops would even know how to initiate. Mark Coyle is the deputy chief of the Shelby Township Police. It's a small suburban department outside Detroit.
I don't know of one case where we've just gotten the number on its own and traced it back. Usually there's some sort of other evidence or there's something else to tie it together.
Sometimes there's a money trail, or maybe the victim knows the fraudster. But generally there's little the local police can do to solve these crimes. Instead, they just warn people over and over again to be on guard. But that skepticism has its own cost. Deputy Chief Coyle says he's seen that when he's called people about their family members who really are in jail.
You know, when you're really truly trying to make phone calls to have somebody come bond somebody out, and they say, well, I don't believe you are who you say you are, and you have to give them your number, and then they have to call you back, and, you know, it deludes people's trust or belief in who they're really speaking with.
It's like that old cartoon about how on the internet no one knows you're a dog. Except in this case, on the phone, no one knows if you're really a cop. Martin Costi, NPR News.